AM Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Girls State Volleyball Championships will get underway today up at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. First round action in the two larger classes scheduled for today. In Class 5A, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the matches include top-rated Ankeny facing Johnston, while 7th-rated Bettendorf will battle 3rd-ranked Dubuque Hempstead. The two 4:30 matches have number 5 Dowling Catholic facing number 4-rated Iowa City High, while number 2-ranked Pleasant Valley will battle 10th-rated Urbandale. In the first round action in Class 4A tonight, the 6 o'clock matches have top-rated Charles City facing 9th-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier, while 6th-rated Solon will battle number 3-ranked Harlan. In the 7:30 matches tonight, number 5-rated North Scott will face 4th-ranked Waverly Shellrock, while 8th-rated West Delaware will play 2nd-ranked Bishop Helan Catholic. All those winners move on to the semifinals in those two classes. 1A, 2A, and 3A first-round matches at the state volleyball tournament set for tomorrow. Well, the Iowa State women's basketball team defeated the William Penn Lady Statesmen 98-55 in the Cyclones' second exhibition game of the season Tuesday night at Hilton Coliseum. The Cyclones were led offensively by sophomore Fallon Ellis, who came off the bench to score 20 points and 12 rebounds on 7 of 7 shooting. The Cyclones looked sharp early, getting off to a fast start. They were up 16-4 less than 5 minutes into the game. Senior Chelsea Poppins fueled the Cyclones early, hitting her first 3 shots from the field. She ended the night with 12 points and 8 rebounds in just 14 minutes. Junior forward Hallie Christofferson chipped in with 17 points. Anna Prinz had 15, while freshman guard Kid Blazkowski had 14 points on the night. Cyclones will open up their regular season Sunday at 1 o'clock in Hilton Coliseum when they host Western Illinois. Well, the basketball game between 9th-ranked Syracuse and number 20 San Diego State on the flight deck of the decommissioned USS Midway has been moved from Friday night to Sunday afternoon due to a strong chance of rain. The new tip-off time is set for 1 o'clock Sunday. Officials said there was a 75% chance of rain Friday night and that moving the game to Sunday was preferable to playing it Friday night at a sports arena. San Diego State has moved its scheduled game against San Diego Christian from Sunday night to Tuesday night. Well, number 1 Indiana will open up its season Friday night without two key freshman players. On Tuesday, the NCAA suspended 6'8" forward Hanner Mosquera Perea and 7-foot center Peter Yerkin for the first 9 games this season and will require them to repay a portion of the impermissible benefits they received to a charity of their choice. Hanner Mosquera Perea must pay back $1,590, while Yerkin will be required to repay $250. Well, after opening the NBA season with 3 victories in their first year after All-Star center Dwight Howard went to the L.A. Lakers, the Orlando Magic tasted defeat for the first time. Luol Deng scored 15 of his 23 points in the second half to lead the Chicago Bulls to a 99-93 win over the Magic last night. Also, the Oklahoma City Thunder walloped Toronto 108-88. And also, it was the Denver Nuggets holding off the Detroit Pistons 109-97. There was a college football game involving a team ranked in the AP Top 25 last night as Juwan Edwards scored untouched on a 15-yard run around left end with a minute 43 left to give Ball State a 34-27 victory over number 23 Toledo. That ends the Rockets' 8-game winning streak. Toledo stands at 8-2 on the season. Ball State is now 7-3. Well, Purdue is running out of time to save its season. The Boilermakers, who entered the season talking about playing for a Big Ten title, have lost their first 5 conference games and need to win out to become bowl eligible. Purdue travels to Iowa Saturday with its season on the line. The Boilermakers said they were fired up after their previous week's 44-28 loss at Minnesota, and they expected a better performance last Saturday against Penn State. Purdue grabbed an early lead against the Nittany Lions before they fell apart and lost 34-9. Purdue's been outscored 189-86 in league games. Coach Danny Hope said the Boilermakers didn't deal with the high expectations well. We'll have that Purdue-Iowa game live for you Saturday here on the radio. At 9 o'clock, we're on the air. Kick it off at 11:05 Saturday. Kansas State coach Bill Snyder says he's hopeful that injured quarterback Colin Klein will be available to start the number 3 Wildcats game at TCU this weekend. The Heisman Trophy contender sustained an apparent head injury in last Saturday's victory over Oklahoma State. Davidson has fired head football coach Tripp Merritt following a disappointing season in which the Wildcats were 1-8 overall and 1-5 in the Pioneer Football League. The school has announced that Brett Hayford will serve as the interim head coach until further notice. Hayford has been the associate head coach for the last 8 years. New Orleans will be the site of the new marquee bowl game between the Southeastern Conference and the Big 12. That game will still be called the Sugar Bowl and will be played in the Superdome, which beat out Cowboys Stadium and other sites to be able to host that game. In NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers will likely be without leading receiver Antonio Brown next Monday night when they host the Kansas City Chiefs. Brown sprained his right ankle in last Sunday's victory over the New York Giants. Coach Mike Tomlin called Brown's status very much in doubt. Brown leads the Steelers with 42 receptions and is second on the team with 499 receiving yards. If Brown sits, it's likely Emmanuel Sanders will take Brown's spot in the starting lineup, with veteran Jericho Cotchery moving up to starting slot receiver. The Steelers will also be without safety Troy Polamalu, who will miss his fifth straight game and seventh overall with a right calf injury. Running back Jonathan Dwyer, who sat out last week with a right quad injury, is expected to play. Just a reminder, we have high school football tomorrow for you here on KJAN, as Chris and I will be up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, as we'll have an eight-man semifinal game for you tomorrow. Exira EHK will face MMC in a matchup of two teams boasting 12-0 records on the season. 12:06 is kickoff tomorrow, and we'll be on the air for you live tomorrow at 11 o'clock with our pregame action. In baseball news, Mets outfielder Lucas Duda broke his right wrist while moving furniture last month at his apartment in Southern California. The team says he had surgery Monday and is expected to be ready for spring training in February. The 26-year-old slumped to a .239 average with 15 homers and 57 RBIs in 459 plate appearances this year, down from a .292 average with 10 homers and 50 knocked in 347 plate appearances in 2011. Also in baseball news, Yu Darvish decided he won't pitch for his native Japan in the World Baseball Classic next spring and will instead focus on preparing for his second season in the major leagues. Darvish went 16-9 with 221 strikeouts in his first big league season with the Texas Rangers. The New York Yankees have claimed off of waivers right-hander David Herndon from the Toronto Blue Jays and lefty Josh Spence from the San Diego Padres. The Houston Astros have hired David Stearns as assistant general manager. The 27-year-old Stearns was Cleveland's director of baseball operations last season. The annual Major League Baseball General Managers meeting is taking place in the Palm Springs area. The weather was hot, but the trade market was not. Yankees GM Brian Cashman repeated that he doesn't anticipate inquiries about Alex Rodriguez, who was benched during the playoffs. A-Rod has $114 million in 5 years left on his contract. And negotiations between the National Hockey League and the Locked Out Players Association went deep last night and went well enough that the sides agreed to return to the bargaining table for more talks today. Both sides kept details of the meeting, which lasted over 7 hours, close to the vest. That also could be taken as an optimistic sign that the second round of talks in 4 days went well. Today is day 53 of the NHL lockout. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly and Union Special Counsel Steve Fear were there, as they were for a marathon session by themselves on Saturday. They were joined by Commissioner Gary Bettman, NHLPA Executive Director Donald Fear, a handful of team owners, and 13 players, including Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Crosby has been an active participant in that process. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.